Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome back to Whitlock and the Vaughn, a fantasy basketball podcast presented by Fanball. After an impromptu week off, we are back in the studio. If you don't know this, here at Fanball, we do more than just the daily. We've got some other games going on.
All you women's tennis fans out there, go to WTATennis.com and play our new fantasy game.
Shouts to WTA, doing big things. Got in the way of our show last week, but that's okay. We're back, better than ever. Most Mondays, 9 out of 10 Mondays, we'll be here on Monday at 6 on Periscope.
That's pretty good. What, 13 episodes? We missed one outside of holidays?
Yeah, not bad at all. I mean, that's better than Joel Embiid. Not taking nights off.
Ooh, burn.
How you like that, Joel? Podcast goes up every Tuesday at noon on Fanball in the content section. You can tweet at the show using hashtag WATV if you have any questions during the week, want to get some daily knowledge thrown your way from the hosts themselves. You can follow me at Aaron J. Whitlock, him at JK_TheVaughn. And without any further ado, we're going to get right into the fantasy portion of the show, Studs and Duds. And I will kick us off with Tuesday night, going with JK's boy, LeBron James.
Wore the hoodie just for you.
Is that Nike or is that the old school?
Old school.
All right, very nice. LeBron James, he's creeping back up, but he's currently at 11-3 on Fanball. Nice to get him below 12,000, though. Going in his second consecutive game against my Detroit Pistons. We'll get into that in a sec. And just before you're like, oh, real bold pick taking LeBron James as the stud. Way to go out on a limb there. Oh, don't fall off that 2 foot wide branch. We got the brow going. We've got Russ, KD, Steph, Harden, okay. John Wall, Big Cat, Jokic, Kristaps. Tuesday's a loaded night, so you'll have places to spend your money. LeBron's a good place to do it. Just put up 56 fan ball points in the Pistons on Sunday in a win.
14 assists, right?
Yeah. Dishing out them dimes. He was like 2 rebounds away from a triple-double.
Yeah, I think he had 7 or 8. I think he had 8, right? Yeah.
He's had 53 or more fan ball points in 3 of his last 4 against Detroit. And, you know, nobody really is probably up to the task except for maybe Kawhi, a couple other guys of guarding LeBron, but Tobias Harris certainly is not the man for that job.
Yeah, they just don't,
They really don't have anybody who can lock him down, and they've really been struggling. During this 8-game losing streak, they've given up 118 points 4 times during that 8-game stretch. Brutal. The Pistons are just in a bad spot. They're in a really bad spot. They're not playing good basketball. They're bad offensively right now. 27th in the league in offensive efficiency since Reggie Jackson went down.
And then they came out today. Well, Avery Bradley's on the trading block now?
Bradley's on the trading block, although they're confusing as hell right now because they're looking to move Avery, which I get because his contract's up, probably not bringing him back. Mm-hmm. But then they're also still looking at Miritich. They're interested in Rodney Hood, it came out today. So they're not giving up on the season, I guess.
Rodney Hood, huh? That's an interesting one, yeah.
And then I got a push notification from Bleacher today saying that the Pistons turned down an offer from the Lakers for Jordan Clarkson. Jordan Clarkson for Bradley straight up.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's just a salary-shedding move for the Lakers. Because they wouldn't bring back Bradley unless they weren't able to get LeBron and George.
Right.
They potentially would bring him back, but I would severely doubt it.
Yeah. No.
That's just trying to get rid of Clarkson's salary for clearance cap space for this coming summer.
Correct. Yes. With an
and then for Detroit, you're getting an extra year of
Jordan Clarkson.
You're getting an extra year of Jordan Clarkson. What's he at yearly?
Not much. It's 3-4 million.
No. Oh, really?
Is he making that? Oh, he did get it. Yeah. You're right.
I think he's 10-12, yeah.
Yeah, and for a team that's already cash-strapped, that's going to have some interesting decisions to make soon with Tobias.
They got some interesting decisions, no doubt. God, it didn't seem that long ago when they took down the Celtics in Boston. You were like,
I know.
Jacked up about them.
I should probably go find that episode. Oh, man. Came down so fast.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, that was a fast tumble.
It's a cycle. It's a cycle every year. I get my hopes up, and then they just burn them right to the ground. Some other guys to look out for on Tuesday. DeJounte Murray. Price is rising pretty fast, but he's still a pretty good bargain at 6,000. He's going to be going against Denver, who's allowing the second most fan ball points per game to point guards. Dante Cunningham, who will be filling in for Boogie at center. RIP to Boogie season.
Gone
too soon. Fantasy all-star.
God, that was...
Having one of the best seasons of his career on the way to the playoffs. Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
That's really tough.
Feel for you, Boogie. But 3,500 right now for Cunningham. He's not going to be asked to do a ton. Like, it's not like he's, you know, going to step in and even do half of what Boogie did. He's not that player, and the Pelicans don't. They're not going to ask him to fill that role in the offense. No. In fact, Davis, for a short time here, probably should be a decent value. He's, what, in the 10,000 range right now?
Yeah. I think he's just below 11,000. I think he's 10.6, 10.8, somewhere in there.
Okay, I thought he was a little lower than that, but maybe not.
Here, I'm looking up right now.
Yeah, pull that up for me. But yeah, Cunningham.
Ooh, Jesus, 11.2.
Okay, never mind. Not that great of a deal. I take it back. I thought he was in the like 10.2.
I think
to
he was, and
then
they played against LA Clippers, where then, you know, he just went off.
So it's already adjusted. But Cunningham, for the time being, against the Kings on Tuesday, they're giving up 41 fan ball points a game to centers. That's the fourth most. They played a bit of a slower pace, but I still think Cunningham, at such a low price, 3.5, you only need about 18 fan ball points out of him. He could do that. And then finally, Jonas Valanciunas. He has been on a heater.
You're not kidding. Holy cow.
Jonas playing some basketball. You need him to be playing a team that's going to roll out a center for a big amount of time. And I don't love the matchup. I believe he's playing Utah on Tuesday, which is tough. But it is in the Air Canada Center, where he had a double-double the last time he faced the Jazz, 38 fan ball points. He'll see a ton of minutes again. He's averaging 43 fan ball points over his last six games, five double-doubles.
Oof.
Dude's on fire.
Did you see him and Randle trying to go at it two nights ago?
Julius Randle?
The
no.
Lakers, yeah. Yeah. It was, I don't know. You know, Valanciunas was running down the court.
Uh-huh.
And Randle, like, Valanciunas knocked him down. And Randle got up and, like, sprinted at him like he was going to do something. And right as Valanciunas turned around to see him, he just started taking very slow steps right after that. Randle did. He took 5-6 hard steps and then slowed down to 2 and was like talking from a distance.
So just typical NBA.
Fake.
Then.
Yeah, yeah, just typical fake. Yeah, it was funny though.
I like it. My dud for Tuesday is going to be one Stephen Curry.
Ooh.
Traveling to Utah. Talked about it many times on the show.
Never a good thing.
You don't want to go to the Salt Lake City.
Nope.
You know, if you watch Saturday's game, that was a freaking show.
That was great.
Steph couldn't miss pretty much that second half. I mean,
yeah, 51.
Did he have 51? I thought he had 45. I could be wrong. I was obviously wrong about Anthony Davis's price. So I'm not gonna say that I feel confident at this point.
By the way, that spread was 11 in that game.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Whew. Seems easy. High.
Yeah, easy money.
Very high.
49. Sorry. Damn. I thought he had 51.
All right. Well, we were both off. We were a nice, nice little average there between us. His price should be coming up on the heels of that, I would expect. As it is, he needs 58 fan ball points to hit 5.5 times his value. His last three games in the Salt Lake City, Curry is averaging 41 fan ball points per game, only topped 40 in one of those games. It's a tough place to play. They play at a slow pace, playing at the fifth slowest pace in the league right now. Utah, as it is, allows the seventh fewest fan ball points to point guards. They rank fifth in points per game allowed.
Oof.
And for the season, they're allowing an average of just 93 points per game in Salt Lake City.
Gotcha.
That's incredibly low. Like, I think the high for, like, if you're just looking at season average for any team, like 97 points per game is lowest of any team. So well below that average. Some other guys you maybe don't want to mess around with on Tuesday, Jarrett Jack. Gotten burned on him in our internals a couple times. You're like, hey, Brooklyn, fast pace, great matchup, former team. No, he's failed to score 17 or more the last two times they've played against each other this season. No good. And DeMar DeRozan, maybe somebody to think about fading. Having a great season, shooting percentage is great, assist numbers are up, but January hasn't been great for him. He needs 45 points to hit his value. 45 fan ball points, and he's only averaging 36 over his last 10. And he's going to have to deal with Jimmy Butler in that one against Minnesota. Not a good matchup at all for DeMar there.
Since Lowry's come back, Lowry missed a couple games with, what was it, a hamstring or knee or something?
Yeah.
Something in his leg, and he really went on a tear, DeRozan.
Right.
Went on an absolute tear. But since Lowry's kind of come back, his numbers have kind of gone down.
No, they're playing well as a team. It's just
They're playing. Yeah, he's
from a fantasy perspective for a guy.
I mean, he's doing it. Yeah, he's what is he doing? Like 20? He's only hitting like 20, 25 points.
Yeah, the rebound. That's the thing is Lowry's a great rebounder too for a guard.
Yes,
gobbles up a lot of those. So
yeah. Yeah, DeRozan hasn't been a fantasy stud recently.
Just meh. Wednesday stud gonna be a Benjamin Simmons, going against the Brooklyn Nets. I hate Ben Simmons' price. Like, I feel like his is one of the most hyped up. Like at 9,700, you look at his numbers and
he's been going down a little decline as well.
You know, he had that crazy game against Chicago where he scored 70, had a triple double in almost the first quarter.
Yep.
You know, he's capable of that. He stuffs the stat sheet, but really, on a night-in, night-out basis, he should really probably be in the mid to high eights. Like, he's a 40, 45 fan ball point a night kind of guy. It's really where he's at. He's not topping 50 that often. Averaging 39 fan ball points over his last 10 games. And that includes the 71-pointer against Chicago.
Ooh.
So, but this is a great matchup. You just saw Giannis tear apart the Nets. They're not a good defensive team. And Simmons just feasted on weaker opponents this season. He's averaged 58 fan ball points per game in the six contests against teams who are ranked 25th through 30th in fan ball points allowed. Now, would you like to guess where Brooklyn ranks?
I'd say probably close to near last.
They're not. They're not 25th through 30th. They are 24th, however.
Close.
No team giving up more rebounds per game than the Nets right now. Mm. Should be great for Simmons. He should probably at least flirt with a triple or double in this one, if not land it. A few other guys on Wednesday that I like. Dennis Smith Jr. Pretty solid at late. He's going against Phoenix, who are giving up the most fan ball points to point guards. He's still a reasonable value. He's creeping up into the high sixes, but as long as he doesn't pass up over seven, I'm okay with that. Dwight Howard be getting his third crack at the Hawks.
Dude,
on Wednesday.
On a tear. I'm going to touch on that later on, too, in this podcast.
He's been beasting lately. Love him getting another chance. He just scored 59 fan ball points against the Hawks. Said he wanted to kill him, and he did. he's had at least 15 rebounds in both of his games against Atlanta. No fewer than 42 fan ball points in either of those contests. My dud is going to be Kristaps Porzingis going against Boston Celtics. Yeah, a guy who's not a rookie, but almost looks like he's hitting that rookie wall this time of year when you see a lot of the guys just getting a little tired, not used to exerting this much energy this many days in a row. And I don't know what's going on with him, but Celtics have the league's best defensive rating, one of only two teams in the league allowing less than 100 points a game. And Boston has kind of owned Kristaps really so far over the course of his young career, held him to an average of just 24 fan ball points over his last five matchups. He's only scored more than 30 once in those five games against the Celtics. I would avoid Kristaps at all costs in his $8,600 price tag.
Then Thursday.
All
right, I'm going to go Thursday. My stud's going to be Giannis. He's at $11,500 right now at the Minnesota Timberwolves on Thursday. I've been kind of tracking this, the Timberwolves team, and there's something to this team. And statistically, the stats, you know, sometimes stats can tell you a false narrative, but these stats are spot on. So Jeff Teague was out with a sprained MCL for about a month, right? Missed precisely seven games with that MCL injury. He's the weakest link on their team defensively. Worse than Wiggins, worse than Cat. And the seven games that he missed with an injury, and Tyus Jones filled in as a starter, the T-Wolves were ranked as the third best team defensively while Teague was on the bench. Rest. Since he's returned on January 10th, so from January 10th to today, the 28th, they ranked 28th in defensive rating. That's alarming.
That is
alarming. And with Jones, with Tyus Jones approaching, I think his rookie deal is coming out. They really are I heard a rumor they're trying to get rid of Teague for Kemba.
Charlotte
doesn't want to take on Teague. They don't think Teague's a good enough return, which I agree.
I completely agree, especially given those kind of numbers.
Exactly. So to touch more on that, the Timberwolves ranked 24th in the league for their whole season in defensive rating. They're allowing an average of 44 fan ball points to power forwards. Remember, Giannis is a power forward is he small forward now or power forward?
He's small forward now.
Small forward now. Okay, so I'm sorry. 44 fan ball points to small forwards. Over the last five games, they're surrendering 60 fan ball points. That ranks 25th. So I like Giannis on Thursday. Last time these two teams played, he had a double-double and went for 41 fan ball points. A couple other guys, Russ against Denver. Russ is at $12,800, though. That's why I didn't want to put him up here. He's that's probably the priciest guy we have going right now with Cousins out for the season. So if you can somehow spread that money out and make it last and get Russ for $12,800 against Denver, I would do it. They're the second worst team in fanball, slowing down opposing point guards. And earlier in the year, Russ dropped 38 on Denver. So he's had some success against them. My other guy is Karl-Anthony Towns against the Milwaukee Bucks. I think we've touched on it a ton on the show. The Bucks are the worst rebounding team in the league. And they are bottom five in fanball, slowing down opposing center. So, and he's at $10,400. So I like Cat as well on Thursday. Dud is going to be Chris Paul against the San Antonio Spurs at $10,000. DeJounte Murray is now the new starting point guard for the Spurs. Tony Parker, your time is done as starter. But it was a
you had a good run.
Great career, great run, numerous titles, but your time is done. You know who the number one rated defensive player in the league is?
Is it DeJounte Murray? Wow.
Sitting at like right around 95, 94, 95. He's the number one rated defensive player.
It'll be interesting to see how that adjusts in the starting lineup with more minutes. But that's
right.
Still impressive.
Yes. And the Spurs are the second best defensive team in the league, trailing only the Boston Celtics. Paul hasn't recorded a double-double since January 20th, which was Harden's second game back from that hamstring injury that he missed a couple games with. And he hasn't eclipsed 40 fanball points in three of his last four games. So he's been on a little bit of a decline as well, getting used to. It's weird. They really haven't played a ton of basketball together.
I think it's
Paul missed
24 games they played together.
Really?
24.
Paul missed the beginning half of the year, and then he had some ins and outs with injuries, and then Harden missed 2 weeks or a couple games with some hamstring.
I was running some of Harden's numbers today. I was curious what he was averaging with CP3 in the lineup versus without. You can definitely, I've looked at him both now. It's definitely affecting Chris more than it's affecting Harden.
Yes. Like, once Harden healthy and he's getting the full minute load, it's not affecting him fantasy wise, but Chris Paul for sure.
Yeah,
it's affecting him.
His numbers are down. When he's not called upon to score like he is when Harden's out.
And he's not getting the assist, though. Like I said, he hasn't had a double-double since.
Well, that's January the thing is Harden's, right? He's still getting 7-8 assists a game. He's still got to have the ball in his hands.
Yeah. So don't like Chris Paul against San Antonio on Thursday at 10,000.
Well, quick aside before you go to Friday. Jeff Teague's making $19 million a year for the next 2 years. Not just this year. Next year he has a player option in 19-20.
That's a bad deal.
But
I get what Minnesota was trying to do because they had a veteran team. They want to win now. And
it made sense.
Jones hadn't shown anything the past couple of years. Even the year before last year, he didn't show much. This year he's much, much improved.
Yeah, he's
defensively
taking a step.
And offensively. Much more improved.
And I don't think Jeff Teague... He didn't have a reputation as a great defender, but he didn't have a reputation
as
being
this bad.
Yeah.
No, you're 100% right. Maybe some of the injuries have slowed him down. What's he up? What's he at? Mid-30s?
I don't even think he's that old, no. Jeff Teague, he's 29.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty bad. He's got to be better than that. For that amount of money he's getting paid, he definitely has to be better than that.
And I understand with Minnesota, they wanted to move on from Ricky Rubio, and he hasn't looked much better in Utah, but... Sorry, had to get that in there.
No, I agree. No, that's a good point. Like, I was just looking at it. I was looking this up. He's that bad defensively. And he's making the team worse.
All right, team that should be. I mean, Karl-Anthony Towns, he had a terrible start to the year, was one of the worst defensive centers. Mm-hmm. He's coming around a little bit. Jimmy Butler's helped that team. They should be a decent defensive team. I mean, Tom Thibodeau, it's what you expect from a Tom Thibodeau coach team. They're not good.
24th in defensive rating. But they were top three with Teague out of the line.
And that's telling.
Yes, it is.
That's telling.
So Friday, we're going back. I love Dwight Howard. He's got a great week this week.
He's killing it, man.
$8,900 Friday. He's going against the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers rank 28th in fan ball, slowing down opposing centers. And they're surrendering an average of 41 fan ball points to opposing centers. So the Pacers rank 23rd in the league in rebounding and 24th in the league in opponents' points in the paint. So that's not too good. That's bottom 10 in each of those categories. So you're going to want to target Dwight. He's been on fire. He's eclipsed 50 fan ball points in his last four games and has a double-double in 9 out of his last 10 games.
Oof.
That is nasty. A couple other guys I like on Friday. I'm going Enes Kanter for the Knicks, $7,000 against the Bucks. Again, Bucks are dead last in rebounding, and he's eclipsed 30 fan ball points in 4 straight games, including a double-double in his most recent game.
He's been a lot better for them than I thought he would be when he initially went over there. I thought he was...
When he faces bad rebounding teams like Milwaukee, he takes advantage of that too. I noticed that Phoenix, Atlanta, a couple teams, he's had some field
days against.
He's
a much better rebounder than Kristaps.
Yes, for sure. Absolutely. One other guy I like that I think you talked on Cunningham for studs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
Is playing this starting at shooting guard along with Rondo. And they're playing the Oklahoma City Thunder on Friday. Now, the Thunder just lost Andre Roberson to that nasty patella tendon injury. Oh, that was gross. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was.
I thought he slipped on the court, but when you slow it down, you just see his knee kind of like caved in like that. Oh, and you see him sliding on the court like to the out of bounds. Like, oh, man, that looked nasty.
Not pleasant.
No. So he's their starting. He was their starting shooting guard. He was like shooting guard, small forward. And he's the best defender on the team.
Oh, by far. One of the best defenders in the NBA.
In the NBA. They were saying first team all defensive he was going to be at. The Thunder. With Roberson in the lineup, their defensive rating is 95. That's top 10 in the league. Without Roberson, they're 114th. That's bottom 5 in the league.
Wow. Night
and day difference. You're going to start seeing Thunders. A lot of teams have success against the Thunder. I'm going to go Drew Holiday. I like him. $7,900.
His usage should definitely come up, too.
Yeah. I had that thing. The first game they played without Boogie against, I think it was on Saturday or Sunday, he was third on the team in usage at 22%, yeah, behind Davis and Rondo at 25. So, and he had 49 fan ball points, too, which is well above his average. So look for Holiday to kind of be a boost to the Pelicans and to your fantasy lineups on Friday. My dud is going to be Devin Booker against the Utah Jazz. Now, it's in Phoenix, not the dreaded Salt Lake City, but Utah's a slow team.
Yes, they are.
They are damn slow.
Fifth slowest in the league.
They are, yep, 25th in pace, while the Suns like to play fast. They're ranking 4th in pace. The Jazz are second-best team in fan ball, slowing down opposing shooting guards. Last time these two teams played, Booker only had 34 fan ball points. In order to be of value to you, he needs to have 48 fan ball points. So he fell well below that last time. Stay away from Booker on Friday night.
All right, let's go into the weekend.
This is a big game here. I like this.
This is going to be a lot of fun. National TV, Cavs Rockets. I'm going James Harden. Currently at 11-6. He was up above 12 before his injury. So wouldn't be shocking to me if he's back up there at this point. But hopefully we can keep him in the 11 range. It's tough to get those 12K guys in there. But he's one where you just have to do it. Last three games against the Cavs earlier this season, triple-double, 86 fan ball points. Last season, 74 and 77 fan ball points against the Cavs. Now, mind you, none of those games are with CP3 in the lineup, nope. So we still don't know what that's going to look like against the Cavs, but I'm really not that concerned. As we were talking about just a couple minutes ago, 24 games in which the Beard and CP3 have been on the court together. Harden still averaging 54 fan ball points a game.
Yep.
And he has 10 outings with 58 or more fan ball points.
Whew.
So,
yeah,
just under half.
He doesn't take a hit fantasy-wise. Paul takes the hit.
Yes. Much, much more pronounced anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you look at his numbers with CP3 out, and he had a couple 70, 80-point fan ball games. Like, yeah. He torches
monsters
when CP3's out. Don't get me wrong. But he's still capable of doing it with CP3 in the lineup. And now I think you're starting to see he's got 4 or 5 games back now since the injury. He's starting to cook again a little bit. He's getting 35 minutes a game again. Yep. Cavs giving up the third most fan ball points to shooting guards.
God,
we've harped on that all year here. And they currently have the league's worst defensive rating as of us talking right this moment here.
Really? Worse than Sacramento's?
Right now, as of Monday.
I thought it would have gone up after yesterday.
I would have thought so too, but
they only had seven. Pistons only had 17 points in the fourth quarter, right?
It was 98-94, I want to say. And the Pistons scored 8 points the rest of the way. The Cavs finished with 120.
Jeez.
Oh, God. Pistons have no closer. There's a lot of things they don't have. Some other guys I like on Saturday. De'Aaron Fox.
Ooh.
Kings, all in on the youth movement. Fox averaging 30 minutes per game in January. He's not netting huge numbers. Ceiling's not that high. But he's top 25 fan ball points in 4 of his last 5 games. Got a favorable matchup against Dallas, who struggles to defend point guards. They're pretty weak in their backcourt as well. Nikola Jokic going against the Warriors. Love this matchup here. He had his first triple-double of the season against Golden State earlier this month, as a matter of fact. Racked up 67 fan ball points. And here's why I really like this. This is Golden State's third game in 4 days during this week.
Ooh.
It will be the second half of a back-to-back in Denver, which you ask anybody around the league, it's one of the worst back-to-backs you can have, where you have to go into into Denver, higher elevation on a back-to-back. That's just a tough ask. Yeah. Nuggets, too, are at home on Thursday. Don't play on Friday. Should be well-rested coming into that game. Like a Jokic a lot. You could also, I'm thinking about possibly really just targeting the hell out of that matchup. Trey Lyles has been pretty good as a cheaper option. Jamal Murray in the two games against Golden State had 33 and 34 fan ball points. That's right around the 36 he currently needs to hit his value. Could load up on that game. Should be pretty high scoring. Could really see the Dubs kind of get beat up on potentially there. It's a bad spot for them. And then I won't go too much into this, but Jrue Holiday mentioned here. Yeah. So that goes to show you we're both without...
great minds think alike.
That's right. Without conversing about that beforehand, we both were on the same page there. Should see the bump in usage. He'll be going against, and here hammering this point again, going against Minnesota.
Yeah, Teague. Brutal.
Just awful. So I'll give it away to you.
And then I got duds on Saturday. I'm going to, you know, I think I'm going to stay. I've been right a couple times here with LeBron, and I'm going to, I just got this gut feeling LeBron against Houston.
Got a finger on the pulse there.
11,300 versus Houston. Ariza and PJ Tucker give him trouble. It's known fact. And they both can rotate in equal minutes.
Yep.
They can both take turns going up against him. They usually give him trouble. Now, the last time these two teams played, he only had 52 fan ball points. He needs to have 64 to be he needs to have 64 fan ball points to be of value to you. And he's seen a steady decline in fantasy with IT's return.
Yep. Getting up more shots for IT.
The usage, he's second on the team in usage now with IT since IT's returned.
Really?
Yeah, he's second on the team. IT's number one. The fantasy point production's gone down. But they're looking to start staggering minutes. I was reading today. They're going to start staggering. IT didn't play much, if at all, that fourth quarter against Detroit. He didn't play at all?
He might have played a little bit at the beginning.
He didn't play down the stretch. No. That's for sure. Play down the stretch. So they may look to stagger those guys' minutes because LeBron hasn't been having success with both of them on the court. So they may look to stagger their minutes. Either way, his price is going to go up too. It's going to go.
He's going to beat up on Detroit early in the week. Yep. Yeah, could be up over 12 by the time this game's played.
So I don't like LeBron Saturday. Another guy I'm going to stay away from is Ben Simmons, $9,700 at Indiana. So this is a back-to-back, second leg of a back-to-back for them. They play against Miami on Friday night at home. Embiid has yet to play on a back-to-back. Was supposed to play his first back-to-back this tonight, as of Monday night, as we're talking. Sunday night, they played last night.
Yep.
Monday night, he's out for tonight. So he's not playing in a back-to-back. Potentially could play in this back-to-back coming up. But if just monitor it. If Embiid sits, listen to this stat. If Embiid sits, with Embiid on the floor, Ben Simmons has a true shooting percentage of 60%. When Embiid's not on the floor, doesn't play, he's got a true shooting percentage of 46% without Embiid.
Yeah, wow.
There's a 14% difference in shooting for Simmons with Embiid on the floor as opposed to without him. I don't like the beneficiary for Embiid's absence for Philadelphia is Saric.
Yeah, who's seen Saric, he's up to 7,100.
Yeah, Saric sees big minutes and big production without Embiid. He eats up the rebounds. He's usually good for a double-double when Embiid sits, but I don't like Simmons without Embiid.
Yeah, 9 games without Embiid in the lineup this year. Simmons averaging 45 fan ball points.
Yeah.
Needs 53 this cost.
That's not good.
Not going to do it.
So don't do it. Ben Simmons and LeBron on Saturday night. Now, we got an interesting one here on Sunday. I think, am I doing studs here?
Yes. You got the studs on Super Bowl Sunday.
So this is Super Bowl Sunday, people. Everyone's going to be focused on the game. Patriots, Eagles, me and Aaron really don't care. Are we rooting against the Patriots just to root against the Patriots?
Oh, hell yeah. We're down with Tom Brady. Let's go, Eagle.
Yeah. I'm behind that, too.
I tweeted this out. This has killed me. On last Sunday, I'm getting ready to watch the games. Not last Sunday, excuse me. Weekend prior. Championship weekend. Game.
Yep.
And I see the video of the Eagles fans throwing the full beers at the Minnesota fans.
Oh, yeah.
So I tweeted, I'm like, oh, man, it's impossible to root for Philly unless you're from Philly. And then after the results of the Patriots game, I was just like, well, shit, here we are. I guess I'm rooting for Philly. Grab the full beers and
chuck them at people. So Super Bowl, folks, you're going to want to monitor Sunday if you want to get in on the fantasy action, get the blood flowing early. Every single game, NBA game on Sunday is early. The latest game is 3:00 Eastern time in Phoenix. It's Charlotte at Phoenix. Every team is playing either noon, 1, or 3. So you want to be on top of this. And it's going to be some funky matchups. The NBA is not used to be playing this early in the morning at noon. You know, eggs and basketball, omelets and basketball, that usually doesn't go together. Usually doesn't go together.
Usually.
So my stud, I'm going to go back Sunday. My stud's Dwight Howard. He's playing the Phoenix Suns, who are awful. Awful against big men.
Beat up right now, too.
Yeah, they're
Len's out right now.
Yep. Tyson Chandler had an illness, I think, but he should be back by Sunday, I think.
Yeah, I would say so.
He's got, like I said, he's gone over 50 fan ball points in the last four games. I think what's helped him a little bit, I didn't touch on this last time, but Steve Clifford, the Hornets coach, has returned to the sideline after missing the first half of the season with illness. Or he had to sit out. He was out for a health issue.
Okay.
Undefined health issue. And he was the guy who drafted Dwight and developed him in Orlando. So I think Clifford really has a feel for Howard's game and has a feel for how to run the offense around him. So I like Dwight on Sunday, $8,900. The Suns ranked 28th in defensive rating in the league and 27th in opponents' paint. I can never get this right. Opponents' paint points. 27th in opponents' paint points, 28th in defensive rating.
It's a tongue twister.
And the last two games, they've gone against the Knicks and the Rockets, and Enes Kanter and Clint Capela both have recorded double-doubles. Another guy, like, this is just purely feel and guts. Well, first of all, Giannis, $11,500 against Brooklyn. He had 77 fan ball points against Brooklyn Nets last time. Double-double, he went for 41 points. Nets have given up 50 fan ball points to opposing small forwards over the last five games. So I love Giannis against Brooklyn. Also, Kyrie Irving, $9,000. Noon game at TD Garden against Portland. Now, I'm only saying this because this is 9 a.m. Portland. They're going to be in Toronto on Friday, so they'll be somewhat adjusted to the East Coast standard time. But still, noon game Sunday. Stevens is the best at getting those guys ready and getting them up early and kind of getting the juices flowing. Kyrie's at $9,000. I don't hate Kyrie against Portland.
Not a great defensive backcourt at all.
No.
In Portland, that is.
Dame and CJ?
Yeah.
Nope.
Very exploitable.
Smart will be out. So it's going to be, I don't know, Rozier's got a sprained ankle, so maybe he doesn't play. I don't know. The way that backcourt for Boston kind of rolls out, it's going to be interesting to see how they do it.
Yeah, I can see that. Most nights I don't like Kyrie.
But I would say most nights we stay away from him because he doesn't do enough fantasy-wise. But just on this is just a hunch. It's a 9 a.m. game Pacific for Portland. They may still be sleeping when Kyrie walks on the court. And then Aaron's got the duds on Sunday.
I got duds, but real quick, we gotta break some news on the pod.
Uh-oh.
Pistons are rumored to be going after Blake Griffin right now.
What?
Rumored trade would send Avery Bradley, Tobias
Holy
Harris,
God, I'm just saying this now. Holy
Boban
shit.
Marjanovic, and a first-round pick to the Clippers for Blake Griffin. So credit us for crediting Bleacher Report. We broke the news here first. We broke the news that Bleacher Report
broke the news. Whitlock and the Vaughn bombs. Whitlock and the Vaughn bombs. What's good?
So you got the push notification, and then the day later, when you listen to the podcast,
is this
24 hours later,
oh my
broke the
God.
News. No
is
big
this
deal.
Real? This isn't a joke?
It's too good. I can't get excited because it's not. It won't happen. That's too exciting. That would be too good of a thing to happen to the Pistons.
Wait, what is the Clippers getting back? Harris and Bradley?
You get an expiring deal, and it would basically be the Clippers announcing that they're just going to bow out and they're going to tank. They'd probably also trade DeAndre at that point.
Wow.
Tobias, maybe. I think Tobias has one more year. That's not that they're that out of it. It's just, where are you headed? Like, what are you, like, you could make the playoffs, but what are you going to do in the playoffs? What is this Clippers team, even at full health, going to do? You get the first round pick of the Pistons, which if you're LA, you hope the Pistons just don't really get it back together.
Wow, is ESPN down?
You'd have to hope, or you'd probably at that point, you'd trade Lou Williams as well. You'd try and just stack up for the future. I would imagine it would be a full sell job at that point if they were to give up Blake. Because that's not a move to compete.
What do you think? Yeah, ESPN's down. That's wild. And they're going to try and... Who are they going to make a run at, though? LeBron?
I think it would be a long-term play, not like a quick turnaround. It would be, let's get some draft picks, let's get some assets.
Well, they're clearing all that cap space. No, they're clearing all that cap space. There's something there.
You're not getting LeBron.
George? Maybe they convinced George to go there. But who do they have around there? Milos Teodosic. My boy.
The forever injured Danilo Gallinari. I don't know what LA's got. The trade won't happen. It's too good of a thing to happen to Detroit. Duds, Sunday. I got this. Damian Lillard, going back to that noon start. I think that's a big factor there. That's tough. Portland has a back-to-back Tuesday, Wednesday, so they'll fly out to Toronto Thursday.
Play
got
Friday,
a 7:30
yeah.
game Friday night, then you head into Boston. these are just, you know what? They're NBA players. They're superhuman athletes, but they're just people. You're excited about the Super Bowl. You ready? You want to watch the game, the festivities a little bit later? I expect the Boston crowd to be riled up. They're going to be getting drunk already. They're going to be excited for
Tom Brady
to tear it up in the Super Bowl.
Wicked. Tommy Brady.
The Celtics, third fewest fan ball points to point guards as it is. They're a tough defensive matchup, only giving up 39 a game. Don't like Damian at that one at 9-4. That's a high price for him. So that does it for our studs and duds for the week. Of course, you can tweet at us, Aaron J. Whitlock, JK_TheVaughn, or #WATV if you have any questions during the week. Of course, I have the daily articles every day on fanball.com under the news section. What do you got, JK? You're ruminating on something.
The Clippers are a game out of the playoffs.
Yeah, but what are you going to, like, this is how I feel about the Pistons right now, like, barring this trade. What does it matter if the Pistons make the 7 or 8 seed? This isn't the NHL. Like, you're just going to get your ass kicked. It's not like get in and see what happens.
Who would they play? They would play Houston, yeah.
Houston or Golden State. They're not beating either of those teams.
They could beat San Antonio. They could take six. No. You don't think so?
A healthy San Antonio.
Okay, if Kawhi comes back, maybe, yeah.
No way.
I'm not even convinced that's happening.
That's here, no there, whether he's coming back. But they're
maybe
not.
We should do a special trade.
We do need a special trade deadline show. Absolutely.
Look at Al's like shaking his head. Yes, we need a trade deadline podcast.
Al's so into it. Jacked up about it. He doesn't even eat a coffee when we start talking about the trade deadline. Just gets his veins.
I can't believe
this
is happening. This is really good.
If Blake Griffin comes to the Pistons, I'll buy a jersey.
Okay, so, we have that recorded. Al, we got that recorded. Don't cut that out, Al. We got it.
It's on tape.
Full one, you're going to get the full jersey.
I'll pay the 120, 150, whatever Nike jersey. Blake Griffin, I'll come in on the pod the
next
week. I'm all in.
Wow.
It falls apart. I'm just podcasting. It's just like, falls apart on either side.
Woj tweeted it out.
Oh, I need this. I need it so bad. Please, Detroit sports are so depressing right now. I don't even want to talk about Michigan State. Just give me Blake Griffin in Detroit. I don't even care. He'll break his toe like a
Bryce
week later.
Bryce Johnson going to Pistons, please. Too, as part of the trade?
Oh, please. Please, NBA gods.
Well, so if they get Blake.
You get Blake, you got to get Reggie back.
What's the best outcome for them?
You get Reggie Jackson back, healthy, sometime in early to mid-February.
The Pistons are currently sitting in the 9 spot, too. So you're talking about 2 9-seeded teams trading with each other.
9-seeded teams, yep.
One trying to do something drastically different than the other.
Detroit is about 3-4 games out of the 8 seed right now. So, yeah, you hope you get Reggie back as soon as possible. The question is how you fill the rest of it. At that point, you're relying on Stanley Johnson to take the step forward because you're playing him at small forward now.
Yeah.
It means they're comfortable with...
Who's the starting shooting guard?
Luke Kennard. They're giving him minutes right now, though.
Oh, my boy, Luke Kennard. Look at him.
You've been seeing it. You saw it against Cleveland last night. They're starting to run some plays for him.
Yeah. When he gets a shooting stroke going, he's good.
He's all right. He
just can't defend.
He's a liability on the defensive end, but they would be relying on him, and they would run the hell out of some pick and rolls with Blake and Andre.
Oh man, that's it's basically just like the LA Clippers all over again.
It would be a lot like that. Yeah,
you'd Jordan and Drummond.
Letting Blake space the floor a little bit. Andre kind of just roaming the paint. I don't know that it would work, but good Lord, it would give me something to be excited about. Speaking of not being excited, JK still owes me a pepper because I've lost two in a row.
I know.
Here.
I'm sorry, folks. It's on me to get this right. You're right. I got it because you've lost two in a row now.
I've lost two in a row.
I'm convinced you would have lost three in a row. I had a killer lineup leading into last week. Absolutely killer.
Oh boy, hypothetical lineups. That's where we're at. Okay. All right. Well, I am taking you down this week. I will eat my pepper because I've lost two in a row. I deserve it at this point. But this is a dub for me. I'm going CJ McCollum at guard. This is a four games in the week. We got Brooklyn, Portland, Oklahoma City, and Toronto. Four teams who have four games, so those are where the players are going to come from this week. CJ McCollum for me at 7,400 gets the Clippers, the Bulls, the Raptors, and the Celtics this week. I don't love that game on Sunday, but I like it more for him. Better matchup for him than it is for Dame. He's been pretty good lately, getting to about that 40 fan ball point mark, 35, 40 fan ball point mark. I'm going Damari Carroll from Brooklyn at 4,800. He will get the Knicks, the 76ers, the Lakers, and the Bucks. Nets are banged up right now. You got You got LeVert's down. Hollis Jefferson's out,
missing a couple games.
Yep. At least a couple games.
D'Angelo's not 100% yet either.
Should be some minutes there for Carroll, like him at that price. And then at center, I'm going with Steven Adams going against the matchups. Wizards. Yes, the Wizards, the Nuggets, New Orleans, of course, without Boogie, and the Lakers to finish the week. He's been very strong recently, rebounding machine. Played around with some different permutations. Wanted Russ badly, but given our format, it's literally not possible with the salary cap. So that's what I'm going with. What do you got, JK?
All right, I'm
going
to go Spencer Dinwiddie for Brooklyn. He's got the four games that Aaron mentioned at New York versus Philly, versus Lakers, and versus Bucks. Like Aaron talked about, they're banged up there, so Dinwiddie should see a ton of minutes. I'm going Paul George for the Thunder, $8,400. He's got at Washington, at Denver versus New Orleans versus Lakers. Now an all-star with Boogie being hurt. Boogie gets removed from the all-star team and George gets added. Without Roberson, I like him to kind of step up. I'm going to go with George. And then I got to keep up with a four-game schedule. I thought about going somewhere else here, but
I got it.
You can't lose a game. Yeah, unless you've got a totally monster. But at the price I had left, or the money I had left, I didn't really have a choice. So I'm going Jared Allen for the Brooklyn Nets. Rookie out of University of Texas is seeing a lot more minutes recently. He's at $3,300. He's going at New York versus Philly versus the Lakers and versus the Bucks. So some favorable matchups there, Lakers, Bucks, potentially some good ones. So we'll see. Kind of rolling the dice there in Jared Allen, so we'll see. Hopefully it pays off.
All right. That's it. All right. Let's hope I can get back off the snide. Yeah. I got to look up our overall record. I think you might be up on me by one game
now.
It's close. I gotta look it back. The Dan week is throwing me off. That's the one thing I haven't really factored in. But I think you're up maybe like 6-5, 7-6, something like that on me now. This is 13th episode. Nice. Oh, you son of a bitch. All right.
The loser maybe should have to tweet at David Lee saying you looked awful on ESPN the other day giving Caroline Wozniacki a smooch after she won the Australian Open.
JK wants to lose now, actually. Yeah. JK's just going to be
tank mode. Trust the process. I want David Lee to notice me. I keep looking at that jersey. Damn it.
Oh, my God.
God damn, David Lee.
Thanks so much for listening. We're back on Monday's live podcast, live on Tuesday. Thanks, guys. Have a great night, day, wherever you're at.